For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. For today's Bushism, quote, I do remain confident in Linda. She'll make a fine labor secretary from what I've read in the press accounts. She's perfectly qualified, end quote. William Dolphin is the spokesman for Americans for Safe Access, a medical marijuana advocacy group.
Yeah, probably the biggest news is the upcoming election November the 2nd. Not only will people be going to vote on whether or not we'll have a new presidential administration that may change how the federal war on patients is being prosecuted. John Kerry has promised to stop the attacks on patients and caregivers. But we've also got several states that are considering initiatives that would legalize either locally, as in Ann Arbor, Michigan, or on a state level, as in Montana.
It's my understanding that we even have one situation in Alaska where they might, in fact, legalize it for adults 21 and over.
Yeah, obviously, Americans for Safe Access is focused on the issue of medical marijuana, but one way to make marijuana available to patients who need it medically is simply to remove the restrictions on its use. It's been proven to be the safest therapeutic substance known to man, and why we continue to have prohibition on it for any use is a bit of a mystery to many people, and my understanding of the statewide initiative is simply to remove the criminal penalties altogether for personal use, and that certainly would be a great benefit to patients who find that they are, all too frequently considered criminals by state and federal officials. One of the issues for states that are faced with budget crunches, as most states are these days, is, just the process of trying to determine whether someone is a medical patient who's got all the proper documentation the state might require versus someone who's a recreational user. It takes up manpower, it takes up the resources of the state that many people feel could be far better used with, going after real criminals or providing better social services for people who need it.
If folks wanted to learn more about Americans for Safe Access, where might they go on the net?
Place to go is to the Americans for Safe Access website, which is safeaccessnow.org. That's safeaccessnow.org. And there you've got a whole lot of information about the current situation with medical marijuana and all the various states and federally, as well as those weekly news summaries that I send you. Right there on the homepage, there's a link that says In the News, and you can click on that and see the weekly stories that are running around the country, as well as our analysis of what it means.
Well, I want you guys to know you have my admiration. You guys just keep up the good work. Every 42 seconds, another marijuana user goes to jail, and many of those people are legitimate medical marijuana users. Really makes you proud to be an American, doesn't it? This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.